Options for an updated Southeast Alaska transportation plan include a tunnel to Sitka, a ferry to Gustavus, and a shuttle ship for Thorne Bay. But proposals also include cuts in existing ferry service, including no sailings south to Bellingham. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld looks at some of the options.
Last time the state updated its Southeast Alaska transportation plan, the map was covered with colored lines. It showed five fast ferries, new roads across undeveloped land, and inlet-hopping shuttles. In fact, the long-term vision totaled at least $2 billion worth of projects, and many never got serious attention. This time around, state officials say they're trying to be more realistic. They're gathering input before they put out a draft plan, and they say they're focusing on things that could be built. Andy Hughes oversees the project for the State Department of Transportation.
These alternatives focus more on improving transportation within Southeast Alaska versus connections to the outside.
Planners have developed about a half dozen alternatives to consider during what they call the scoping process, and they're suggesting some significant changes from what's there now, including ideas proposed before. Ferry add-ons include shuttle ships from Cake to Juneau and Ketchikan to Prince Rupert. Road routes include Cake to Petersburg, Hoonah to Pelican, and Juneau to the north. Other changes could resurrect the Inter-Island Ferry Authority's northern route, linking Petersburg, Wrangell, and Kaufman Cove. And another Prince of Wales Island alternative shows Thorne Bay getting direct ferry service.
Through the use of shuttle ferry connections and the road system, existing road systems, you could increase the connectivity between the communities several fold.
Other options show Gustavus getting a ferry terminal, so could Warm Springs Bay. The eastern Baranoff Island community would then become the starting point for a tunnel road combo connecting to Sitka. Hughes says it's an old idea that's gotten new energy with talk of a hydropower project at Baranoff Island's Tackett's Lake.
A transmission line between that proposed hydro facility and Sitka, it turns out they feel, would also depend on a tunnel on the same alignment as our proposed tunnel for a road connection.
The plan's options do not include the long-discussed Bradfield Canal Road from central southeast to Canada, but Hughes says it could be added if there's enough support. A variety of groups are submitting comments, advancing their visions of the region's transportation future. Emily Ferry works for SEAC, the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council.
It seems like DOT is moving away from plans to build roads that we can't afford and is putting more emphasis on the thing that people care about, the Alaska Marine Highway System.
SEAC actively opposes new roads north from Juneau, across Baranoff Island, or from Pelican to Hoonah. The Southeast Conference also advocates ferry system improvements. Executive Director Shelley Wright says her group is looking at a variety of changes proposed in the plan, including village improvements.
I think the Cake Petersburg Road is probably top on our list at this point in time. We're also looking at some air transportation things. We're interested in the Angoon project that's being looked at right now as well.
Mm-hmm. The Angoon Airport?
Yeah.
And not so much the road north out of Juneau?
Not so much for Southeast Conference.
Among the options is one that gets rid of ferry sailings to and from Bellingham, Washington. It also eliminates runs across the Gulf of Alaska. Officials say that might be needed if funding gets extra tight. State officials are taking comments through the end of July, mostly through their website. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.